Podcast, Spider-Time, excellent. Hey everyone, it's Lauren and Lena from Spoodcast.
Hello.
This is episode, are we on 4 now?
Oh god, yeah, this is 4.
We've done it for a month, yay.
Oh no. So good. Yeah.
People that are pretty inconsistent. I'm so glad we've stuck to this.
Yeah, right. It's fun. Oh, man.
It is.
We have some people that want to come and talk with us, which should be pretty fun too, eventually, when we can iron that out.
That'll be fun. And we're going to have like tarantula people on and other kinds of spider people. And yeah, just people from the community, just trying to bring everyone together.
Yeah, we got Big Fat Fids, and he's got some spider facts. So we got spider facts on the way. But I wanted to ask you, so you had another spider party, right? Your second one?
I did, yeah, on Friday.
Yeah.
How did it go? It was so much fun. Oh my gosh. I was like, once again, just blown away by how many people showed up.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah, we had like people like a line waiting to see spiders and hold them. And
oh my gosh.
Met so many new people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Would you say most of the people that show up are like complete newbies or?
Yeah. Okay. I think a lot of them were like, that came was like general curiosity. Like, what the heck are these and why do people have them as pets? And so, yeah, that was like a big part of it. And then some people have spiders and they had come to the last show and it's so nice to see like people over again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say a lot of people were very new into this, which is so cool. Just spreading the spider love.
Do you have to tell people not to scream?
Oh, you have to tell, I tell people like all the time, just be calm. It's all about your energy. A couple people like flinch.
Oh.
But it was little kids, which was funny because usually the little kids don't. I think that's the first little kid that's ever flinched with the spider on them. I've encountered, surprisingly.
Let's see.
But yeah, and it was so many different age groups too, which was really cool. There were like older people buying spiders and younger people buying spiders and men and women. So it's nice to see something like this just so genderless. So Lena, how have you been? What's new?
Oh, well, so I don't know if I got to talk about this, but Weavis did pass away. I know. I wanted to see, like, will you come to his funeral? The Spood Bachelor, he never got to score, but he did.
Sad.
It's so weird.
Sad, right?
Yeah, I know we're kind of obsessed, well, not really, but with, like, loss. But it is kind of a big thing with these guys. But
yeah,
for him, I realized, like, and it's nothing against him, but it wasn't as devastating just because I was kind of expecting it anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's such a like a weird feeling. It's like not good when you expect it, but then it's like when it happens, it's like, oh, I know it was coming. I've accepted it already.
Yeah, it kind of actually felt like that. It was like, well, you know, because I did everything that I could as far as, you know.
And yeah.
I like, guess it's just time for the Weavis to go with Beavis in the sky. Aside from that, though, today I've just been shipping out orders. I don't know if you remember on my Instagram, like the girl who looks like she's got makeup on, Mabel.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so they're going to their new homes. Right now they're waiting for FedEx to come get them. And luckily, they're both going overnight, which is good because it's kind of scary sending them out.
It is, yeah. Where are they going? Like, what states?
Oh, man. So, one is close by, I think. Oh, God. One of them is a W state, which I don't remember. Or I state. You know, Wisconsin, Iowa. It's all the same to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. together.
I see they're a W or an I state, and then the other one is only going to Connecticut, which for me is pretty close, so.
Well, that makes me happy.
Yeah. But yeah, it's always kind of scary because, oh, you've raised them since they were little beans and.
Yeah. And then you have to let them go.
Right?
Oh gosh. Yeah. That's why I don't ship it. Cause I'm just, I think I would have too much anxiety over it.
Yeah. I'm excited for the summertime. Cause you know, if the weather's good and you don't have to, yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to do, you just pack them.
But yeah.
Winters are just, now I understand like why people are like, no shipping in the winter. So last week we talked about what we wish we knew when we first got into the hobby. So this week we're just going to kind of go back into that and continue talking about, you know, little things that we wish we knew or things that we've learned along the way.
Yeah.
What about you, Lena? Like, what are other things that you wish you knew in the beginning?
Ooh. I think this is a dorky one. I would say don't get married to one particular type of enclosure too soon. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like I'm only going to use this one because, and also like, especially if you haven't used them a lot or, you know if you like them, like if you have a whole bunch that you don't like, it kind of sucks after a while.
Right.
But yeah, I have a couple that I realized quickly don't love, but
I'm at the problem now, like where I've had so many different ones for my personal ones and now I want to switch them all out to the spider stuff one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm like, oh my God, that's going to be so much work.
Oh, ooh, did you ever do the, like, you feel like bigger is better type of thing? I don't think I did that, but
yeah.
I've seen that a lot on Reddit where people are like, I'm going to use a fish tank for my tiny jumping spider.
Yeah, and I tell everyone, like, the spiders like small spaces. If they're in, like, a huge home, they're going to be stressed out in those homes.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be able to find where their food is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tell people, like, it's so important to have, like, a correct size for your spider. You know, they're little creatures.
Yeah, and once you, you know, once you get used to them, they actually really don't do as much as you would think. So they don't need a huge aquarium.
Yeah. And then a lot of people ask too, like, they think if they get a big aquarium, they can put multiple spiders in there. And I'm like, no, they will kill each other.
Okay, yeah, that's, I haven't heard anyone trying to do that, luckily, but.
Oh, yeah, I get that question a lot. Like, can you even put them in the same enclosure? And I tell people, nope, they're solitary creatures.
Yeah.
They don't want to be with anyone. Yeah, because spiders, like, you know, in nature are always alone, unless they're mating. It's mm-hmm. not like they pair up and they're like, okay, here's my husband. Let's be together, walk around town.
Yeah. What's animals? Is it penguins that get married? I mean, you know, not like married.
And so do foxes.
Really?
I think.
No way, Jose.
And penguins.
Probably walruses too, just because they're so big.
I think there's a lot of creatures out there that do that.
Huh. So monogamy in the wild. Yeah. Oh my God. When I was looking for a cool spider fact, I found one about fruit flies, and it has kind of made me feel like an ass. Yeah. It's a study about the, like, mating preferences of fruit flies, and, like, I didn't read it, but, like, to think that, you know, there's, like, something in there to study and that they're, like, thinking about who they want to mate with, I was like, oh my God, and I kill them. I mean, not on purpose, but I don't flinch anymore when I kill them, usually. So, yeah, that made me feel like a butthole a little bit to humanize them.
Yeah, right.
I am still.
Your culture of the fruit flies going?
Man, I haven't got a culture of my own in a long time, only because too much to do. I don't know. Sometimes it just feels like making the, how do you say it, repashy. It's like, oh God, I might die. You know? But yeah. I do have fruit flies on auto ship. Expensive and stupid as that is. Oh, here's another thing really quickly. I did give away a sack and a half. So, yeah, just to like lighten my load a little bit, and I can already tell, like, I feel like a new man, or whatever I should feel, I guess. I just, you know, I feel like I have so much more time, so, you know, maybe I can get my fruit fly cultures going and stop with the auto ship, because that's expensive. But
I'm still on a mission to figure out an easier way than fruit flies. And I don't know if we talked about this in the last episode, but I think I told you this, Lena, on like a text or something. But so we have like pepper plants in our house that are like covered with aphids. Mm-hmm. So my idea is I'm going to like plant a little pepper plant that already has like established aphids, because aphids are born pregnant. They Once you have them, like, good luck getting rid of them, unless you burn all the plants in your house.
Holy crap, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like, mainly with our, like, it's not with any of our, like, pothos, those kinds of plants. It's all, like, the veggie plants. So my idea is, I'm sick of these aphids, like, I might as well take advantage of them. And so I'm going to make a little terrarium enclosure with aphids and then put babies in there. And then it's like free eating when they want to eat.
That's so true. Oh my God.
I think it's kind of genius.
It's extremely genius. I don't know if you should be saying this for free. I'm just kidding.
Try it.
Actually, too, that reminds me of something that a lot of beginners want to do, and not to change the subject, but it, which is like going outside and catching their own flies or their own weird bugs to feed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know.
Flies I wouldn't do. Just because, like, flies eat so much shit.
Literally. Yeah.
Pesticides and
parasites. Yeah.
What is your thought?
Yeah, that was what I always read too. Because you never know, like, I guess beyond were they on something gnarly, but like, if you're like in your yard digging for worms or something, like, who knows? Like, maybe they have come in contact with pesticides, or
unless it's in your garden and you know.
Yeah, that's. It's hard to say, but also, like, I don't know. Do you know if they're bitey or not? Or, you know, the tried and true seems to be fine.
I just think if you, like, grow your own feeders, that's probably better than just catching them outside.
Oh, definitely.
And that's what the wild spiders are for.
Yeah. Well, how's your mealworm colony going? Oh my God, I have the grossest thing ever. I can put a picture of this on Facebook or, Instagram. Sorry. Ugh. Yeah, this is not for kids anymore. I'm just kidding. But when you get a buttload of mealworm beetles, whatever they're called, duckling. What are they called?
I don't know.
Yeah, something. But when you get a buttload of them in the mealworm farm that we both have, it's at Josh's Frogs. I have a link, MF's Food, on my Instagram bio to my page for Josh's Frogs if you want to find that easily. But it's got a section just for beetles and the larva or pupa.
Oh, my.
But once you get a lot of beetles, it makes the buzzing sound.
Really?
I wonder if I can get my microphone. I think that means there's too many beetles and I need to separate them into like two. Because You can hear it when you open it up.
Oh, that's wild. Have you gotten eggs yet?
No. No.
I haven't either. And I don't know how big or small they are. So, like, I see all these, like, little specks on the floor. But I don't know.
Yeah, I think we might just have to wait until the specks speculate. I'm sorry.
Fingers crossed that happens soon.
Yeah.
A lot of mealworms.
Yeah, I gave up on my last mealworm farm because it felt like it was never going to do it. You know?
Yeah.
They are kind of gnarly and it's like, well, make babies or go away.
Yeah, right. I have some big beetles in mine. I'm like, wow, I didn't know you guys could get this big.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I don't know if we talked about this last time, but when it comes to feeding as a beginner, taking care of jumping spiders, I would say mealworms, things like that, maybe feed them, you know, outside of their enclosure.
Yeah.
The spider, I mean. Because as you said, those beetles can be like,
big, yeah,
scary.
Yeah, I like feeding them like outside of their enclosure or putting it in the food bowl. And if they don't eat it right away, you know, make sure that mealworm doesn't burrow because they love doing that.
Yeah.
I've had a few spiders, though, where I didn't catch it and there was a beetle in there. And they rip off the heads of the beetle.
Wow. But let's just remind people we don't, we're not saying to do it.
But
I'm just,
it was just me forgetting to take it out.
That's hilarious.
So another tip I think that is good to touch on is watering. You know, there is a thing as watering your spider too much.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, people gotta remember, like, these are tiny little creatures. So, like, a tiny little droplet of water for a little baby spider is probably enough for the day. So, like, that's one thing I feel like people who are new should think, you know, like, remember, is just don't overwater. It's even fine. They don't always have to be watered every single day. It's okay to skip a day too. They, you know, they can only drink so much in a day. And yeah, I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I just missed a little bit every day if I can, only just because like I have the mamas. But yeah, if you have to skip a day, they're going to be fine. I think it's also super important to use either filtered or distilled water.
Yeah.
And that's one thing people have asked me, like, how do you not get the water marks on your enclosures? And that is the number one thing that will stop your water marks if you just use distilled water, filtered water.
Yeah. So I a lot of areas have different water types.
Hard water.
Yeah. Here in Reno, we have really good water. Which we're really lucky for.
Yeah.
And we also have a filter in our kitchen. But before we got our filter, I was using just, you know, the regular water. And our water here doesn't leave any marks. I think we get a lot of that snow water, so it doesn't have a lot of... It's not like hard water here.
Hey, do you drink your tap water? This is an aside.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Living in Phoenix, like, you could not drink the tap water. The tap water smells there. I think Reno has, like, some of the best, I don't know, water. Could be wrong.
Man, yeah, when I lived in Colorado, I totally drank tap water. I still do, honestly, but moving to Philadelphia, though, on the other hand, I was about to drink tap water, and everybody that was there with me was like, oh, no!
Is that bad?
I still drink it in weeks. I'm crazy. But yeah, I was just told, you know, Philly is really old and the pipes are from like 1800s and don't drink that. But I was like, I'm above the law. But I don't know.
Hey, maybe a couple extra minerals in your water.
Some vintage minerals, even.
Yeah, what? What is the type state of copper? So, copper. Oh, maybe.
That actually brings something to mind too, because, you know, this is just an aside again, but we have had a family tragically pass away. I think it was last week because of carbon monoxide poisoning. And of course, my first thought was not spiders, but that's just what this made me think of. One thing for beginners to be aware of is what you're introducing to the air. Did that make any sense, what my brain just did there? Because it made sense to me.
It's important to not have like heavy scents and colognes. I had a gal who bought a spider from me, and unfortunately hers died because her son had sprayed a ton of cologne in like the same room that it was in.
No.
So that can happen. So like if you're like a maybe incense burner, or I don't know, I don't burn incense. I do, you know, some scents, but they're not around my spiders.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it can happen, people. So just remember that.
Yeah, that would be so sad. Actually, since I've really gone hard on spiders, hard on, and you said doo-doo, really? Sorry. Sorry. I have kind of stopped wearing perfume, like, altogether. So.
Yeah, I only wear perfume when I go out, but I never wear it, like, at home when I'm just hanging out.
I used to. And I'd be like, oh, I smell pretty nice. But now I don't know what I smell like, but it's probably not that anymore.
Spiders don't care.
Yeah, right? As you found out when you tested the lotion.
The lotion. They don't care.
Oh, that's one thing that's been hard to learn. Like, we've talked about this. We don't really like lotion, but when it comes to also like hand cream and like, and having them crawl on you, you might want to consider, you know, toning that down or not using it when you know that you're going to be handling your spiders.
Yeah.
Kill them.
So. I don't think they are going to like your hands as much too if you have a bunch of lotion on them.
But you also have to think of how often you see them with their foot in their mouth, like, literally.
They're always cleaning themselves.
Yeah, so they're going to walk on you, and they also have those little cute little claws on their feet, so who knows, probably digging your lotion out of your pores and then sticking their foot in their mouth. You know? I don't know.
It's good to be aware of what's on your hands before you're touching a tiny little creature.
Always.
I mean, people would do the same for other animals, I think.
I hope so. Ooh, and that's a good one. Wash your hands after mealworming or other grody things. Oh, and that is one thing too. I don't know if you've heard this, but like, before you handle a spider, you don't necessarily have to like super wash your hand because the soap could leave a residue. How do you feel about that? Do you go by that, or?
I don't wash my hands before I hold them, just because I'm always at home.
Me either. But yeah, I've seen that.
I could kind of see it, but like, I don't know. I guess if you're like going from like right after washing your hands and then holding one, maybe you should wait. But then again, that kind of seems like a little anal in my mind. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it depends too. Like if you are like a Bath and Body Works connoisseur and there's a difference in soapage, I think.
Totally. Yeah. Because that soap is so strong.
Yeah, dude. Yikes. I just thought of something that also goes along with like finding prey items outside. And I know that me and you have noticed a huge difference, like based on where we are in the country. But, and that is finding wood outside.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so I know you do it way more than me because you've got like hella cool wood where you are.
Yeah, I have like Katie now. She has like a huge backyard, so she'll just cut like random branches off.
Nice.
From like her trees outside, and then Tom will cut them up. It's really convenient. But before we'd like go on, and we still do it, like little trail walks to collect wood.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
So, yeah, and after you do that, you bake them, right?
I bake. Well, first Tom will cut them, and then they're baked till they're dry and sanitized and all that. And then, yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
Do you collect wood? Have you been doing that?
I found a really cool acorn cap the other day. But that's one thing that I thought of, because, like, I have had things mold that I got from people on Etsy that didn't seal them.
Uh-huh.
And I think they probably didn't do your baking thing either, honestly, because I have stuff from you and it's perfectly fine. But again, I'm in New Jersey, and which is like humidity island sometimes.
It's so humid there, right?
Yeah, so I guess my advice to, you know, newbies or just anyone who's starting to make things is to think about like the relative like humidity of your own house and, or, you know, your own environment, because you might want to seal them.
Yep.
Just so you don't get mold.
Yeah. And like, you know, if you are in a more humid area, like, make sure what you're putting in your home, like, you know, can't get mold. And if you are using, like, outside materials, like, make sure they're completely dry. Sometimes when you touch things, you know, your hands have, like, natural moisture and you can't tell if it's dry. I always, like, will put something up to my mouth. And then, yeah, like, my lips. And then, you know, feel if it's dry or not.
Oh my gosh, that's an interesting way, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. But yeah, I have to Mod Podge with dishwasher safe Mod Podge. That's the one that is apparently like waterproof but also non-toxic.
Okay, is that a pain to use?
Yes, ma'am, because it takes 28 days for it to cure.
Oh my god.
Yeah, see, you have to, like, really plan out your crops, I guess, in a human place. Because you have to paint each piece with Mod Podge and then set it aside for 28 days, and then you can use it.
Oh, that's a long time. My resin isn't as long, but it's still painting each one, each little piece.
What we do for love.
Yeah, right.
And then they're like, hey, I'm just gonna sit in a cloud that I made on my own.
Yeah.
But thanks for trying, dork.
Yeah, some of them I don't even think have stepped foot on the perches. But it's cute for them to crawl in.
Yeah, I realize I had to make a new care guide, but just like my care guide, this is not comprehensive, you know, for beginners. There's so much that I'm sure we're forgetting right now. So if anybody has anything.
Yeah, if any beginners have any questions or things they want us to talk about, message us on Instagram on Foodcast, and we'd love to talk about those kinds of things.
Yeah. But on the other hand, what about like super awesome things?
Super awesome spider things?
What about like, you know, happy spider experiences or like things like that?
Oh yeah, you're going to talk about yours, right?
Yeah. For me, the coolest thing has been successfully breeding and seeing like, you know, what you brought up as a little tiny dot or egg with legs, as they're called, you know, turn into a fluffy little sweetheart that you can play with. Like, it's pretty cool. When you can finally tell like what sex they are, they get all their coloring and stuff. It's really satisfying and cute.
Yeah, I like when you can just start seeing their colors come through. I think it's like such a magical little like moment.
So yeah, that's, I think that's my, you know, coolest thing, just seeing them grow up and knowing that I did a good job. I'm just kidding, it was the mama spider most likely, but.
No, it's all you. It's not easy to like raise little spider babies. People think it is, but it's not.
I know. Right now, as we're talking, I am using a paintbrush to get a bunch of dead fruit flies out. So.
Oh gosh. The babies stink. Have you noticed that?
Yep. It's the fruit flies. It's the fruit flies. Totally.
Well, no, cause I have a baby sack that has not even eaten yet.
And it's stinky.
They haven't emerged and they stink.
You know, it smells like to me. And I think you would know because you're a mama, but it smells like a kid peed their pants. You know?
That's so funny. I do not get that smell, but.
I don't have a kid, so how do I know? So, okay, it smells like what I think it smells like when a kid pees their pants. Because I don't really know. Either way, do you remember Demeter? Like the.
A what?
Do you remember the perfume company? I think it's. I'm going to say. It's
yeah.
Demeter.
I think that's the Demeter. But yeah, I don't. Yeah, that in my head.
They had like. Was Sun? It dirt flavored?
Yeah.
But what about like. Sling scented and what? It just smells like child pants and pee.
Do you remember when I told you this is like a while ago now? I was in Total Wine and walking down an aisle and it smelled like the slings.
No.
Yeah, it was so gross. I was so grossed out. I was like, what? How? Yeah. I think maybe like a yeasty beer.
Huh. So that's what things smell like to you, huh?
I guess. I've smelled that before.
Or again, child pants, but
yeah.
I guess they shouldn't be in Total Wine, right?
Yeah, right.
Never too young. I don't remember. Oh my god. But what about you? What's your happy thing? God, you must have so many since you see the joy.
Oh gosh. I think my biggest joy with the spiders is like when they look at you in the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they recognize you. I just love it. It melts my heart. Just like,
yeah.
Or like, even like, when they turn around and look at you, like every time, it's just, oh, I can never get over that.
Oh God, when they turn and look at you. Yes.
Yeah. Heart mo.
Or like, man, my favorite thing too is when they like want to take a nap on you.
Oh yeah. And they clean themselves too.
Yeah. I don't know if yours are similar, but like if you put your hands on your thigh, like if you're sitting down. Often mine will be like, oh, okay, it's time to chill out. And
aww.
They'll just, like, kind of walk off onto your thigh.
I usually just keep mine on my hands and shoulders.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I do a lot in bed, I guess, with them since I don't want them to hit the hardwood. Oh, so that's one for the bad part of spiders. And I know you know where I'm going.
When they fall?
Yeah. Yep.
The bigger they are, the faller, the harder they fall too.
Especially, do you have hardwood too?
We have like the, like fake hardwood.
Oh nice. Yeah. Cause for some reason it's just like, whoop.
Oh, and you can hear them.
I know.
It feels so bad.
You're like, wow, but they're always fine. They're like, hey, how you doing? I'm fine. And you're like, oh my god, really? Like, ugh.
That reminds me, the Disney has the new, The Real Bug's Life. I don't know if you talked about that at all.
No, but, what's that?
So remember the movie in the 90s or early 2000s, A Bug's Life?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Disney did a new, like, series where It's called A Real Bug's Life, and it's basically like a bug documentary. And the first episode is so freaking cute. It's about a bold jumping spider, primarily.
No way, Jose.
In New York. And oh my god, they get the most amazing up close shots, and they show this bold jumping spider basically jumping from a skyscraper in New York.
Holy
and
shit.
Landing. But I don't think he jumped that high. But it's really good if anyone likes, you know, seeing them really up close and other bugs. Definitely.
What channel is that on?
It's on Disney Plus.
Oh, man.
Whatever they call it.
They're here. Hold on. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Those are just butterflies. Thank you so much. You're amazing. You know how it has butterflies on the packet.
Butterflies.
Yeah, because, you know, the box, it has the check marks, and it's, like, a picture of a reptile or butterfly.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, every time I go pick up spiders, they're like, wow, you buy a lot of butterflies. And I'm like, yes. Yes, I do.
They get out when you say spider.
Huh?
They get freaked out when you say spider.
Yeah, that's why I told her they were butterflies.
That's so funny.
Do you remember when they would put, I think, Discovery Channel, like, cameras down anthills?
Yeah.
That was always really cool.
Yeah. I like when, I feel like it was, like, a thing for a little bit on, like, the internet. People would find the anthills, like, abandoned ones, and pour, like, aluminum, molten aluminum down them. And
oh, God, that's terrible.
No, well, they're abandoned, so.
Oh, okay.
There's
okay.
No ants living in them.
I missed the abandoned part, sorry.
Yeah. And so when they pour it in it, they get all these tunnels, and it's so cool to see, like, how they live. It's amazing.
Cool.
And it was, like, I feel like maybe 10 years ago, it was really big. Everyone, like, on the internet, you'd see them doing that.
Where did they find the molten steel and silver?
I think it's pretty easy to melt, but I don't know.
You know, I'm just in my molten steel drawer.
Yeah,
just step inside. Oh man, right now Fizzly is triumphantly trying to eat a fly. She is. I don't want to say it, but I'm worried she's old.
Oh,
7 legs, but.
Oh, that reminds me. I forgot to send in your package.
My boots?
They just picked it up, like, not that long ago.
Oh, how did she come out?
She came out really good.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, so my sweet giant regal, I think hybrid, maybe, who knows, Boots passed away, and Lauren makes resin things out of them to preserve them, so.
So yeah, I preserved her and I forgot to mail her.
But she's not. I don't think she's gonna go anywhere. So it's okay.
Yeah. She's a little stuck in place now.
Is that scary? Like, talk about, like, I don't know, like one shot and feels like.
Oh, to resin them, it's terrifying.
Yeah, like I would be afraid. I don't know what I would think.
Oh, I've messed up on, like, so many practice-wise that now I've gotten good at it.
You're welcome to mess up on mine, seriously.
Oh, I could never. Like, that's why I wouldn't do it, like, for a lot of people.
Yeah. No.
If I messed up on someone's, I would just be, like, heartbroken.
I know. Yeah, it's like. Something dumb would happen, like I would have, like, all of my eyelashes fall out at once or something. I don't know. I don't know. You know, something, or you would sneeze, or
yeah, right.
Your fake nail would pop off into it. But actually, I don't know. I think just knowing where to send my babies. Just, it really helps me because I don't ever really know what to do with them after they die.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like resin is, like, the best way to preserve them.
Okay, well, here is another in that line. Something that I thought was, like, I think this was poor Beavis, not Weavis, mind you, but Beavis. I was like, how do I preserve him? He died. And I read a bunch of different websites. I read Reddit, you know, and people are saying, oh, go get some alcohol, rubbing alcohol, like the highest concentrate.
Yeah, I've heard that
Yeah, and it was saying if you don't have that alcohol at home, you can go buy Everclear, which is horrible. Like,
too.
I said horrible. I was trying to say horrifying and horrible at the same time, but and so I did it. Oh no. Did I ever show you a picture?
Know of what happened to him?
Yeah.
Oh no. See, I
Put
put
him.
a lizard, a little like lizard we had in alcohol, and it's still chilling.
Oh wow. Yeah, well, How are its eyes, I guess?
I think they're closed.
Oh, see, okay, okay. Yep. So that's why I thought it was gnarly, because his eyes turned like bright, weird blue.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think it might have just like ate the part of his eyes.
Oh yeah, 'cause you know, if you leave a dead spider out, have you noticed their eyes get like translucent?
No.
Yeah, so maybe that's like something with the material in their eyes just like doesn't last over time.
Interesting. Oh, dude, I saw on Instagram the ogre spider. Have you seen that
No.
recently? Oh man, its eyes are freaking cool, but the post said that, like, don't quote me on this because I'm wrong, but it's like its eyes are so powerful and amazing, basically, that like each day the UV light, I think it's UV light. Okay, I'm just gonna say the dumbed down version, but each day its eyes has to re like molt their eyes again because they get
Wow.
damaged just from living, basically.
That's
Yeah.
amazing.
I'll send it to you. Maybe we should repost it, but yeah.
They're a different, like, I look at them and I kind of get the chills, but I still want to hold one.
I mean, you probably should hold one. It was kind of cute, like how they like have the same like body. Is it their carapace? Therapy? But their legs are like super long and weird and see-through.
They're nice to humans too, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, the
Oh.
ogres.
Huh, I
They look
wonder
like little spiders on stilts.
if
Like a weird little thing on stilts. They're funny. You gotta, it's like a face a mother could love, you
Well,
know?
I mean, to be fair, I think most people would think that about all of you, but
Yeah, that's
the
true.
general public would. You guys missed it in podcast world, but FedEx just came to get my spiders that are going out into the world, and because the packaging has a picture of a butterfly on it, I told her they were butterflies.
Yeah, they get weird about picking up spiders. Whenever I go to my FedEx to pick up, they're like, oh, what live animal are you picking up? And I'm like, spiders. And this one gal like refuses to get the box. It's very, very strange.
Oh.
It's the other gal that's working get the box of spiders. I'm like, what? I mean, if I didn't tell you, then you would have gotten it.
Yeah,
And
I
you're in a
mean,
box. Like, that makes no sense to me.
my question is like, what about 23andMe? Like, I think, would you, or they send all sorts of things like human biohazard type stuff.
Oh
Like, you can get like a colorectal poop thing.
yeah, there's I see medical stuff being shipped out all the time there. They're
Yeah.
handling new packages.
Is there a check mark for poop box, or is it just
I'm sure there is a
somebody's like,
biohazard sticker.
don't worry, it's just a butterfly.
Yeah. He'd rather touch the poop box than spider box.
I'd rather touch the spider box than poop box any
No.
day. Oh, we are children. Butterfly.
That
You're a butterfly. The final thing, and you can punch me. I mean, you can't because you're really far. But my favorite thing, besides just how freaking cute they are, is finding people in the community.
Oh, I love it.
Dude, you guys are the best. And by you guys, I mean you. I'm just kidding. But
it's no, like, I don't know if it's just like the people having a general liking to one thing, but everyone is so nice. And it's just, it's refreshing.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some open-mindedness too, I think, by a lot of us, since these are kind of like the underdogs of animal world. So.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just nice.
Stay off Facebook and you can continue to believe that.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
But, for real though.
Nah.
Stay out of there, people.
But that's why I named my little, like, breedy business Unlikely Friends Co., just because, like, I don't think we would have met if not for spiders. I don't even remember how we did, but you were the first person I started talking to.
No,
you were. You were my first Facebook friend. Ah, you! Ew! Gross! I'm sorry, guys. This is
one of those days.
Yeah, God.
We're you old. Facebook first, used to be cool.
But yeah, you were my first Instagram friend. And yeah, from there, it's just like a ton of really interesting people. So
yeah, it is. And yeah, I would say like all of them are super nice.
Yeah. Oh, actually, here's one thing for the new people that you will forget. I guarantee it. You'll forget and you'll go somewhere. And you'll be like, hey guys, you want to see my cool spider? Like, look how cute they, and they'll be like, what? Yeah. Have you done that?
Yeah, on my phone, like, oh my God, you got to look at my spider.
And
they're like, I don't want to see that.
Dude, I felt like a kid on the playground and nobody wanted to play volleyball with me or something. Like literally, it was like, oh right? Shit, I forgot that this is weird to people.
That's why expos are fun. Yeah. You're around all your fellow weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess just be prepared for that. Like, you may have maxed out your phone storage with spider pictures, but most people in your real life probably won't want to see them with the same enthusiasm. Yeah. Yeah. Don't be like me alone at the volleyball stadium.
My dad still won't hold them.
Aww.
My son Charlie always tries to get her to. So I'm still bummed about that, but I try not to take it personally.
Yeah. And my boyfriend will hold them, but only the boys. Cause he thinks
really?
That, yeah, he thinks that the girls are too fast.
That's so funny.
Yeah, what do you think? I don't know.
I mean, I think they're both equally fast.
Yeah, well, he always chooses, like, my senior citizen girls if he does a girl, so.
Yeah, they don't move very fast.
No, they don't do very much, really. But.
So, wrapping up our episode with our spider fact.
Spider fact!
I don't know if we did this one, but spiders regenerate their legs during molt.
Oh, that's the best thing. And that's a good thing for new people to know too. So.
Yeah. So, like, as long as your spider's not an adult, and when they molt, they'll regenerate any lost legs, which is a relief to some spiders. Like, I have one who has on one side only two legs. So I'm like, please molt soon.
You do?
Yeah, it's like, how does that even happen?
How old are they? I don't know that one.
She's a bold one. She's not one I, like, have on Insta or anything.
Interesting. I was looking at Boncho, your orange spider. I think she lost one of her front legs once.
I think so, too. And if you look at the video I posted of her, her eye lens is scratched. Yeah,
She's been through something, huh?
she's been through something. Like, I don't know what. She was really cute today, just like running around her little home. I moved her to Kirby's old home.
Oh, that's saying a lot, you know?
Yeah. Well, Tom really liked Kirby's setup because so Bancho's name is from this game on Nintendo Switch. Oh, and I'm totally drawing a blank on the name.
Is it something Charlie's playing right now?
Yeah,
Is it
he loves
Minecraft? No.
not Minecraft. Oh my God, what's it called? I'll think of it. Anyways, you run a sushi restaurant, you go fishing. And
Oh.
so Kirby's old home was a sushi like restaurant. So fitting that Bancho got that.
Oh my God, I want one of those homes. That sounds amazing. I don't know.
Way too long to make. It's one of those little kits that you build. But there's a maker, she's regally bold. She makes those little kits and she must have like the patience of a saint because I put together, I think, two or three of those kits and I was about to lose my mind.
Well, there's
So.
one brand is not as hard, I've noticed so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Never again will I do that.
Actually, that brings up something too. Octopunks on Instagram and TikTok. OctoPunks.
Have to add them.
Yeah, they're so good at making those little kits too, and they've been posting like one of them is the office building, like office space, and
Oh,
I don't know,
amazing.
just the captions on the TikTok, they're so funny, or it's like the AI voice, but it's so
Oh, that's cute.
cute, so cute. But yeah, and also, if you guys ever look at Shorty, I have stickers of Sir Shorty. He regenerated his front leg, but it still remained just a little bit short.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And I'm sure wherever his real leg is, it's full of secrets. I
I love
don't
it.
know.
Well, thank you everyone for tuning in. This was a fun episode.
Yeah, wash your hands, but don't wash your hands. What else? And don't smell like good things, only yourself.
Stay
Oh.
off Facebook.
Yeah. Have a good week. Stay off Facebook. Don't wash your hands.
And
And
message us if you want us to talk about anything.
yeah, like a real thing. And we
Yeah.
love you and have
Thank
a
you.
good weekend. We'll see you later.
Bye.